In my line of work, there's often a lot of confusion about the difference between PR and marketing and how they should work together and independently. Before I bore you with industry speak about the difference between marketing and public relations, let me break it down for you in a more relatable way. An easy way to view these two communication tools is that marketing always has its eye on the money. Its goal is to make money and track ROI, or return on investment. The primary function of marketing is promoting or selling products or services and managing the relationships around these actions. Marketing is often taught in the business college, and business students are often taught to use public relations as part of their marketing mix for promotion. But many business students aren't taught about the entire discipline of public relations and how to use it properly, or even why it deserves a dedicated seat at the corporate table. In contrast, public relations has its eye on the relationship, but not necessarily the money. Just like its name implies, it's how you relate to the public. Public relations is often taught in the Journalism and Communications College, and PR students are often not taught any business courses, but rather focus their studies on ethics, media and corporate relations, research, evaluation, and how to communicate effectively. To further expound on the difference between marketing and public relations, think of PR like a marriage or a friendship. It takes time, commitment, and consistency. You're not asking for money or a result from these relationships, and there's not always a quick way to measure the benefit of these relationships. But we know the benefits exist, which is why we risk logic and get into relationships in the first place. And many times it's these relationships that create the biggest return on investment in our life when we need it the most. And the same can be true for your business, especially during any type of crisis, downturn, transition, or change. The pitch challenge today: now that we understand that marketing and public relations are actually two different disciplines taught out of two different schools of thought, we also have to recognize that they can conflict or collaborate with each other. How can you avoid conflict between your marketing and PR programs? A starting point is understanding and valuing what each department brings to the table, and not trying to force one tool into doing something it's not designed to do. If you want to learn more about how to get your PR and marketing programs in sync with each other, I'm teaching a free webinar on this topic tomorrow for New Hope Network. You can register for free at newhope.com or go to any of my social media pages to get the link. I find this potential conflict between marketing and public relations to be a metaphor for other issues in our life as well. It's very challenging to be in sync with others when the starting point is lack of understanding and appreciation for who the person is and the value they bring. You can correct this by first seeking to understand and then evaluating the value and benefits before blindly demanding your own desires.